Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in for another awesome episode, awesome session, I should say. You know, when you do podcasting, you're always thinking about things or episodes. So this is a session, and this is going to be a very powerful session with Dr. Elfrieda Bradford. She's coming on in just a second. I cannot wait to hear the goodness that is coming from her. So Dr. Bradford, how are you doing today?
I'm exceedingly well, Carol. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I cannot complain at all. Just getting over a cold and feeling good and ready to help spread this message. So before we get going, I would love for you to tell everyone who you are, who you serve, and any other things that you want people to know about you and the business that you have.
I am Elfrieda Bradford, and I am a mother of three beautiful daughters, three wonderful son-in-laws, and five grandchildren. I am a widow, and I am also the oldest of eight, the eldest of eight siblings.
Oh my goodness.
So I was the firstborn, and I thank God for my journey. And, you know, we were born in very modest means. Well, to be quite honest with you, we were poor and didn't know we were poor. But I want to thank God for a loving mother and who has always prayed and guided me. Mm-hmm. So I began right after college. I went into the real estate arena. I did fairly well in the real estate industry. I was owned my own office, a broker of record,
Wow. Okay.
And I had about 25 employees at that time. So did fairly well until my husband became ill, and that sort of turned everything around for me.
Right.
And so right around that time, as I was sort of, you know, stepping down and from the real estate industry, that I basically sold that business out, I had a calling to work in the kingdom, in the Lord's kingdom, serving the Lord, which I've always had that calling, but I think I finally said yes around that time. Mm-hmm. And so went to school for that and went through all the procedures, was ordained as a minister. And so I've been focusing full time, wanting to focus full time in the Lord's kingdom. And so what I have done is I've authored a few books, okay? Mm-hmm. And my first book was written around the time that my husband transitioned back in year 2000. I think it is year 2000. Yeah, it's been that long. And so that's what so my heart now is to mentor and to coach and to help God's people, which is everybody, you know, anybody, lottie dottie, everybody, and helping them to find, you know, direction, spiritual strength, and bringing out the gifts and the abilities in them. One last thing I will say about me is the Lord has blessed me with a lot of gifts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I probably would be an excellent administrator. I don't know. I, That might even be my calling. I don't know. But I can really do a lot of things well. And but God has given me a lot of gifts. I'll just put it that way. So because of that, I try to use, you know, those gifts and to be a blessing to other people. This is why I stayed in the real estate industry so long, in the service industry, and I'm still in the service industry, because I get pleasure in helping people.
Yeah, I can tell
I
that.
Really
I can
get
tell
pleasure.
That.
It always brought a smile to my face to hand a couple, you know, the keys to their first house, second house, third house, you know, to see someone move from, you know, one mental posture to another, from sickness to health. You know, it always gave me pleasure. So this is why I write my books. I think I'm the author of 6 or 7 books, and you're responsible for helping me in half of them. But
yeah.
But I get emails and I get words of encouragement for people that are really blessed by the books. And so
Amen.
This is what I live for.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I live for, just to empower other people and to see what I can do to be a blessing to others. So I pray that they answered your question. I tried
did.
To say it all in less than 5 minutes. Yes, ma'am.
That's okay. Well, this whole thing is about sharing your story, and you have definitely shared your story so much, in fact, that I just learned everything about you I never knew. And we've known each other a few years now. Never knew you were in real estate and all the other things you said. I'm like, oh my goodness, that is a story. Seriously, a story. And what she didn't tell you is when we came together on that first book, she did that book even though she had to have brain surgery. And I think you've had brain surgery twice. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Yes,
Yep.
yes.
Brain aneurysms, twice. And by God's grace and God's mercies, I'm a survivor. And
Amen.
So
Me
I'm
too.
I'm very grateful that I didn't give up. But yes, the second brain aneurysm was in 2020. So that was the time, yep, that we were finishing up the book project.
Yes,
wow
yes yes
yes
and you made it through.
I made it
and
through.
You came on to promote it and stuff, and going on to write other books. So, you know, your story is amazing. It really, really is. It has inspired me just listening to those pieces that you were saying. And I know you know, I've met you in person and things like that. So we are talking about sharing your story. So Dr. Bradford, tell me, why did you choose this category of sharing your story for the summit?
I didn't choose the story. The story chose me.
Okay.
I really had no real desire to move in the direction that I'm moving. I really would have chosen to do something else.
But God got you, right?
But God got me. God got me. And he
Oh
won.
My gosh.
And he won. You know, I submitted. I told the Lord, yes. There's a scripture in the Bible where Isaiah was also hiding from God. And then at one point he surrenders. And then he tells the Lord, you know, if you can use anybody, use me. And so this is what happened with me. I finally surrendered. I wanted God's will to be done in my life. And I told the Lord, yes. You know, if I'll go where you send me, I'll do what you want me to do, and I'll live my life for you, because my life belongs to you. So after submitting to that, and so this is where I sort of focused more on, you know, reducing my thoughts to writing. And the life, because I've only shared a little portion of my testimony. I mean,
right.
We would have to take a few hours for me to share
know,
my whole
right?
testimony, you know, but I realized that, you know, that I came through that for a reason, so that I can help others, to let them know that they can make it, that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And the things, all the near-death experiences that the Lord has brought me through, and all of the dilemmas that I have, me and my family have survived. If God did it for me, he definitely can do it for you. So I write about it, I teach about it, I preach about it. And I just want to encourage everybody, because The bottom line is everybody has a story.
True, true.
Okay. And we like to, you know, sometimes we envy the glory. We envy other people's success. We envy mm-hmm. them. But, mm-hmm. you know, but if you walk in their shoes, you will probably change their mind. If you had to walk in their shoes, if you had to retract, go back and walk in their shoes to what they had to go through to get mm-hmm. to where they are and where they're going, you right. probably would not be interested. So we all have a story, see? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. this is what people have to remember, that it's not, if you talk to any person that have achieved any level of success, okay, they all have a story attached to it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There were some bad times. There were some critical times. There were some near-death times. But it was all in preparation for the goal. But God doesn't show you that.
Right.
He doesn't show.
Especially not when you're going through it.
He'll give you a glimpse of where you're going, but he doesn't mm-hmm. give you all the details and what you have to go through to get there, because right. he know that you would change your mind.
All right, you're right.
So yeah, so I like to encourage individuals, to let them know that winners never quit and quitters never win. Just stick to the plans. You know, keep going. You know, if whatever modifications need to be made in the interim, the Lord will show you. Okay, but until that time, hold your ground. Okay, and hang in there. Hang in there, you know.
Exactly.
If finances, sometimes, well, we know that's the number one culprit, the money. Okay,
yes.
But look,
yes.
everyone that have the majority, 90% of the people that's experiencing any level of success, okay, they can all tell you about the days when they, you know, didn't have $2 to rub together.
Oh yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Eating peanut butter and jelly and holes in the bottom of their shoes, and you know, so look, they hung in there, and opportunity, you know, the opportunity came up, the preparation met opportunity, and bam, mm-hmm. wham, wham. And so if you know, not just financial, sometimes you have family issues, people don't believe in your vision, mm-hmm. you know, support, especially in family, sometimes it's very difficult to find support. Most people don't believe in you because they see you as you are and as you used to be, but very
right.
few of them see you as God has called you to be. So you have to believe in yourself, and you
yes.
have to believe in God, and you have to hang in there. And I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. Just a matter
That's
of
true.
Time.
That's true. You got to hang in there, because you can't give up. If you give up, you can't get the glory anyway, because
That's
you gave
right.
up. So we don't want that happening. So Dr. Braff, you brought up so many good points, what you were talking about. The question I have for you now is, how can listeners emulate what you've done with your story inside their own business? So how can they do what you've done to make their business better, as you've done with yours?
Well, my story is very duplicatable. The first thing they want to do is acknowledge the Lord.
Amen. First and foremost.
First and foremost, acknowledge
mm-hmm,
Him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And pray, you know, develop a relationship with Him, personal mm-hmm. relationship with Him. And tell the Lord yes, because there are going to be some days when it's going to be it might be very scary, might be a little fearful, you know, mm-hmm. but just surrender. The blessing of, so there is a blessing in the act of surrender, and just begin. I think it was Dr. Martin Luther King who was quoted as saying, there's only one way to the top of the staircase. Okay. And that's by start taking it one step at a time. You
right.
start at the bottom step,
mm-hmm.
and you take your steps one step at a time.
That's right.
And
that's
you
right.
know, sometimes you fall. If
mm-hmm.
you fall, you get back up again.
Right.
And sometimes you might get a little weary, a little discouraged, you know, but learn how to speak to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have conversations with myself. I talk
I
to
do
myself.
Too. I talk
yeah.
to myself too. I They always say if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. I don't believe that at all, because sometimes I think you have to put those words out into the atmosphere and see how it lands on you. What do you think about it? Because whether we believe it or not, I believe we're our own critics. We can't be overcritical, but we can at least look at something and tell, does that pass the sniff test? Is that okay? And I think the Holy Spirit will nudge us when we do crazy stuff, and it's like, no, that ain't the way you go. You go this way. And we have the choice to listen or not. So I definitely agree with
He
you.
said, "My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow." I always laugh. I say, "You know what? When you talk to yourself, at least you can get an intelligent conversation. Sometimes it's difficult to
Yes.
find an intelligent conversation."
Now, you're so right about that. At least you're going to get an intelligent conversation. I love it. I love it. Well, my last
Yes.
question for you, Dr. Bradford, is what's the lesson that God has taught you about your story?
Carol, I grew up with a spirit of my self-confidence was very low.
Really? I would never knew. I would
Yeah,
never,
very low.
never guess that about you. Never.
I had a family member who really, she was bedridden, and I spent a lot of time with her because we lived in the same house for a while, but she really did a lot of mental damage. She would tell me how stupid I was,
Oh my
how
goodness.
ugly I was, how my nose was too big, my skin was too black, and I don't know why. She just really it was damaging,
Yes,
and
I can
no one
understand.
knew it until later on. I shared it with some family members, and but they didn't know,
Right.
and I was an introvert because of that. Okay, so I really did not believe in myself. I really did not, and I'm still in the process of believing.
Right.
And that's how much damage. I mean, it was like really recent, within the last maybe 10 years or so, that I discovered that I was really pretty. It was all these years.
Amazing. At least you know. At least you know. And right now, if we could be looking at your picture, I want everyone to, when we get off of this session, I want you to go to the page where you signed up for the summit and see how beautiful Dr. Bradford is with her beautiful hair, that silver and black mixed in there, your gorgeous skin. I have to tell you this, I have never said this to you, and I just saw this when I was creating the social media badges. It had everybody had to submit their picture. And of course, you submitted a high quality, high res picture. And it was really blown up a lot for me to be able to work with it in my program. All I could say when I first opened it up was, oh my God, her skin is so beautiful. That's the first thing that came into my mind. And it's so true. So chocolatey and smooth, and nobody will ever guess you are the age that you are. You look amazing. So don't let anybody else tell you anything else, because I've set the record straight right now.
It's over now. I know who I am in Christ, but yeah, growing up was very, very difficult. So for what the Lord taught me and is still teaching me is I am who He says I am, and I
Amen.
can do what He says I can do. See? And so I work on that. So for example, when I authored my first book, I wasn't really, really proud of it, but I thank God that I did it. But to hear that so many people were blessed and still are blessed by reading that book, so the Lord is showing me that I have wisdom beyond my years.
Amen.
I've always been before my time. I had to catch up with me. And so the Lord is just teaching me how to walk by faith and not by sight. That there's a reason, there's a purpose that the Lord has put us here on earth. So everybody has something to do. If you're a business owner, if you're a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, okay, if you're in ministry, if you're in, regardless, any sector, okay, we all have a purpose and a calling. Mm-hmm. And that's why God allowed us to burst through Earth's atmosphere in the first place. So just go. Let me say this and I'll be finished. So when we talk about faith, okay, so when a young man meets a young woman, okay, and he wants to approach her. He meets her in the mall. He wants to approach her. He's not sure what she's going to say. Maybe she already has a boyfriend. Maybe she has a husband. Maybe she's not going to be interested in me. Maybe I'm too short. But he takes that step, okay, and all right, she accepts his invitation, okay?
Right.
So a few years later, okay, they're an item. They're married, okay? Now, they give birth to a child, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that child is you and me. We are a product of faith. We are the product of our father's faith because our father didn't know if our mother was going to say yes, okay? But because they took a step of faith and approached, okay, our mothers, for example, then they brought forth a child, and that child is you and me. And that's how God works in our lives. See, we don't know what we're going to give birth to, but there's something there spiritually that you've been called to do. It doesn't have to be in ministry, okay?
Right.
It could be in the marketplace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
God can be glorified and wants to be glorified in all the earth, see? And you have a part to play with that. And so you have to pay attention to the gifts that the Lord has given you, the desires, the things that you would do if it was free. Okay, if you wasn't getting paid for it, okay, what would you do if there was no money attached to it? So that's a clue to your purpose, see, and you have to discover your purpose, and then you want to focus in on that. You want to learn, you want to build your skill sets, you want to, you know, master the thing that you've been called to do, and this is what I like to help people to do, starting with the first and the foremost thing, which is our love for God.
Amen.
Because we're told in the scriptures to love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength. Because it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. So that's my purpose. And then let me help bring out the writer in you. I have people that I've helped, and then they're writing songs and they're writing books and they're doing wonderful things. And really, they're becoming greater than me. And that's the whole purpose.
It is, isn't it?
That's the whole purpose. And so that's my calling. And I serve willfully and cheerfully. And I get a lot of pleasure in doing so. Because, you know, when you bring value to the relationship, to the kingdom, to people, the money follows.
It does,
see, a lot
yeah.
of times we chase the money.
Mm-hmm.
See, but we miss it. See, but don't chase the money. And the money will chase you. You know, serve it. Do unto others as you would have God do unto you.
Amen.
It's all about serving, you know, give us this day our daily bread. Loving your brother. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples when ye have loved one for another. So it's really always about our brothers and our sisters. You know, put other people before you, and God has a way of placing you on top. He that is greatest among you, let him be your servant. So I don't want to say too more because when
That's
the words
great.
starts to rolling out of me,
I
but
know. I
let
can
me tell you
feel
something.
it. I can feel
Look, I'm gonna say this one last thing. One, if I have time,
Yes,
at that
go
time,
ahead.
for those of you God lovers out there, this is what I did when I first really like totally came in and gave the Lord all of my heart without playing, without slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding. Okay, so what I did is I used to memorize scriptures. Now, these were back in the days. They didn't have MP3. They didn't have all that. They had the old, remember the cassette tapes that would melt in the sun? So I would take me a 45-minute cassette tape. I would fill that up with scriptures. Okay, I would just repeat all my scriptures. I'm as bold as a lion. I'm the head. I'm the tail. 45 minutes. Then I would flip it over and I would do another 45 minutes. Scriptures, scriptures, confessions, confessions, declarations for confession. And what I would do every night when I go to bed is I would play that tape. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and flip it over. And I would do that all night to the point that I was dreaming scriptures. I was quoting scriptures in my spirit. So when you make a deposit, you can always make a withdrawal. But that has been my foundation, Carol, because like I said, I have not shared half of my story. Most people would know why am I still standing. You know why I've made a movie. I was the star in a movie where I
Oh
was
my
the one of the
goodness.
main. I don't know if I'm the star is the right word, but I was one of the main characters. The name of the movie is Souls. I think you can still find it on the internet. I did that, and I have a lot of accomplishments, but I don't really. The one thing my family member did for me when she stole my self-esteem is that she stole my self-esteem. So I don't self-promote myself. I don't do that. And what other people consider to be grand, I consider to be mediocre. But I thank God for that in a way because it'll keep me humble. And always have me to strive for something greater in his kingdom, you know, and to keep going till I can't go no more, and to
All
help as
right.
many people as that I can help along the way.
I love it. I love it. Well, you have shared so much that we didn't know. I didn't know most of all of the stuff that you shared, and it's been very compelling. I love that you embrace your story. You are stewarding your story as well as sharing your story. And you're on the road or have been on this road to monetizing your story. So you're just like the complete package with this power of your story. And you're exactly the example that we wanted to bring forth and tell people. Doesn't matter what happened, just tell people what it is. Tell people about your story, share it. Because I know, Dr. Bradford, from people listening to this right now, that they are inspired, motivated, and they may not. Well, they probably won't use a cassette tape, but they can use some MP3 things or whatever to put those scriptures out if they want to do that or memorize whatever. Because the lesson in what you were saying is if you want something, you got to go after it. It's not going to come and knock you on the head. You got to go after it and get it. All right. Thank you, Dr. Bradford, so much for being here today, for inspiring us, for motivating us, for showing us what is possible if we really, really want to do it. Now, I know that you have an awesome gift for the audience. I would love for you to tell us all about that. And y'all, the link is below here. And then also, Dr. Bradford, before you leave, tell us how we can find you in these internet streets.
Yes, thank you so much, Carol, for having me. I really appreciate it. My free gift is actually it's a two-part. One is 10 steps to faith building because we walk by faith and not by sight. Okay, no one knows what the future holds. No one knows, and so we want to give you the 10 steps. Okay, to help you to overcome fear and help you to get from one point to the next. And then we also want to offer 10 steps to building your self-esteem. Because if anyone can talk about that, it's me. Because I
Yes,
went
definitely.
from zero self-esteem, to matter of fact, when I was I think I was a teenager, I tried to commit suicide. I really didn't try to commit suicide, but I took a couple pills, but I exaggerated because I really wanted my mother's attention because there were so many of us in the house and I was selfish. But that's, I mean, from zero self-esteem. So we want to, I've been there. So we want to help you and how 10 steps, okay, and simple practical steps and how to build your self-esteem. So those are my two free gifts. And my website is DrAlfredaB.tv.
I love how you say that. I love how you say that.
DrAlfredaB.tv. Yes. Bless the Lord.
Yes. We have been blessed by your presence today and blessed by the information that you shared here. So I just want to let everyone know that you are so, I am so thankful for you and grateful that you have this platform that you can share this, because I know, I feel, you know how the preachers say, I know I'm talking to somebody. I know that somebody is being spoken to right now. So this is your time to take action, do what you need to do. And everyone, please stay tuned for the next session. I told you this session would be fire, and I was not kidding at all. And there are more to come. So thank you so much, Dr. Bradford. Everyone out there, we'll see you again on the next session of the Power of Your Story Summit. Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.